理课堂听 class.com。
以上所讲的是在虚拟语气中对现在、过去、将来的虚拟时动词形式的变化。在虚拟语气的条件状语从句中还有另外一种形式，动词呢还有另外一种变化，就是当条件状语从句表示的行为和主句表示的行为所发生的时间不一致时，动词的形式要根据它所表示的时间来调整。这与以上三种情况不同，虚拟语气的谓语动词形式上没有遵循以上规律。 For example， 例如If you had worked hard, you would be very tired. 要是你努力工作了的话，你现在就会很累。这句话从句 If you had worked hard 说的是过去，主句 You would be very tired 指的是现在。如果按照虚拟语气对过去虚拟语气的时态那个谓语动词变化规律，这句话应该是 If you had worked hard, you would have been very tired. 但这句话 If you had worked hard, you would be very tired 指的谓语动词从句的谓语动词和主句的谓语动词所指的时间是不一样的，所以谓语动词的形式根据它所表示的时间来调整。这句话从句用的是 If you had worked hard， 用的是 had 加过去分词形式，而主句用的是 would be， 以过去将来时指的是现在，而不是用 would have been。 另外一句If he had followed the doctor's advice, he would be quite all right now. 要是他听了医生的建议，他现在就会很好。从句同样 ,If he had followed the doctor's advice, 指的也是过去。而主句 ,He would be quite all right now, 指的是现在的状况。所以他的时态也没有遵循以上。从句用 had 加过去分词，而主句用 would 加 have 加过去分词这一规律。这句话的事实是 He didn't follow the doctor's advice, so he is not quite all right now. He is not quite all right now. 所以虚拟变成这样的If he had followed the doctor's advice, he would be quite all right now. 这种时态是有变化的。另外一句 If I were you, I would have gone home. 从句指的是假设我是你 If I were you, 假设你是假设我是你就是我现在的情况，从句表的是现在的情况，而主句I would have gone home 只能是过去的情况，我早就回家了，我就回家了，回家呢这个动作已经完成了， I would have gone home， 而不是 If I were you I would go home， 只能是当然这句话也是对的， If I were you I would go home， 如果我是你我现在就回家，而这句话只能是 If I were you I would have gone home， 就是如果我是你的话我就已经回家了，说明主句的动作已经发生了。这句话的事实是 I'm not youI'm not you, so I didn't go home. 所以这时态不一致，没有遵循 If I were you 一般过去时，而主句用过去将来时 I would go home 这一规律。 Now Let's do some translation. 现在我们做一些翻译练习。One, 第一句，如果他过去没有刻苦训练的话，就不会跑得这么快。这句话从句动作指的是过去，如果他过去没有刻苦训练的话，从句动作指的是过去，而主句他就不会跑得这么快，主句呢指的是现在的情况，现在就会跑得那么快。那么这句话从句用这句话的 fact 是 She has trained very hard, so she is able to run very fast now. 翻译成虚拟语气用的是 If she hadn't trained so hard, she wouldn't be able to run so fast. If she hadn't trained so hard, she wouldn't be able to run so fast. 从句用的是 hadn't trained, 而主句是 wouldn't be able to run. Another example, number two, 第二句翻译。如果你当初每天都练习说英语的话，你的英语就会说得很好。同样，从句动作指的是过去。如果你当初每天都练习英语的话，当初你没有练，而主句指的是现在的情况，你的英语就会说得很好，你现在就能说很好的英语。The fact is, you didn't practice speaking English very hard every day, so you can't speak English very well.这句话翻译成英语的虚拟语气是什么样的呢？从句用的是用 had 加过去分词，主句用 would do something, would 加动词原形。这句话是怎么翻译的？ If you had practiced speaking English every day, you would speak English well enough.同时，以上的这种句型就是虚拟语气，表示假设，带有了一个条件状语从句的虚拟语气，表示对过去、对现在、对将来，还有条件状语从句，主句表示的时间与从句表示的时间不一致时，这种情况，以上的这些句型呢？可以转换为以下的形式。第一种形式，条件状语从句中省略 if, 就是把 if 去掉。这种情况在书面语中，如果条件状语从句的谓语动词，有 were, had 或 should, 就可以省略 if。如果省略 if, 就要把were, had, 或 should, 放到句首谓语动词之前，用 were 加主语，或者 had 加主语，或者 should 加主语，这种形式。这种虚拟语气在意义上与带 if 的条件状语从句相同。当然，如果从句没有 were,或 had 或 should, if 就不能省略。 Now let's look at some examples. 现在我们看一些例句。 If I were to do it, I'd do it some other way. 这句话可以改为，因为它有一个 were, 把 if 去掉，把 were 放在前面。 Were I to do itI'd do it some other way. I'd 等于 I would 或者 I should. 另外一个例子， If you should fail, try again. 万一你失败了，就再试一次。这句话带有 should, 所以我们可以把 if 省略。 把 if 省略，把 should 放在主语之前。Should you fail, try again. 第三个 例句。If you had been here earlier, you would have seen him. 如果你早一点在这里的话，你就可能你就看到他了。这是对过去的虚拟。这里有个 had been here, 有个 had, 所以可以把 if 去掉，把 had 放到主语之前，变成 Had you been here earlier, you would have seen him.意思是一模一样的，但是在 If you came tomorrow, we would have the meeting. 要是你明天来的话，我们就开会。If you came tomorrow, 这句话没有 were, 也没有 had, 也没有 should, 而用的是 If you came tomorrow, 从句的那个 came 谓语动词。这句话呢 ,if,就不能省略，不能用 came you tomorrow 这句话是，或者是 did you come tomorrow 这不行，就 if 不能省略。而且在虚拟条件状语从句中，在虚拟的条件状语从句中，在虚拟句的条件状语从句中，省略了 if 的倒装形式的句首，不能用动词的缩略形式，就是动词呢不能缩写，动词不能缩写。如我们可以这么说， Were it not for the expense, I would go to Italy. 要不是开支的话，我就会去意大利。要不是开销太大的话，我就会去意大利。Were it not for the expense, I would go to Italy. 我们可以这么说，但是不能这么说。Were not, weren't, were 加 not 缩写成 Were not it for the expense,I would go to Italy, 这句话是错误的，只能用 Were it not for the expense, 要不是开支的话，不能缩写成 Were not, weren't, weren't it for the expense, I would go to Italy. 这句话的原句用 if 的话是 If it were not, if it were not for the expense, I would go to Italy. 只能把 were 提在前面，不能把 were not 放在前面，缩写。Now, let's do some translation. Please do not use if. Do not use if. Or omit if. 我们现在做一些练习，不要用 if. 尽管这是个条件从句，但不要用 if. Number one, 第一句。如果我是你，我每天早上就起床。现实是我不是你，所以我每天早上也不能早起床了，对吧？所以你也不能早起床，但是我可能是早起床。OK, 这样的话省略 if 我们怎么办呢？我们先用 if 把这句话翻出来，然后再把 if 省略，不就完了吗？可以这么翻译，原来带 if, If I were you, I would get up early every morning. 现在我们把 if 省略，把 were 放在前面。Were I you, I would get up early every morning.翻译不就完了吗？第二句 number two, 假如你昨天早十分钟到达火车站，你就赶上火车了。这是对现在的还是虚拟，还是对过去，还是对将来的虚拟呢？这是对过去的虚拟。如果你昨天早十分钟到达火车站，你就赶上火车了。 The fact is, you didn't arrive at the station 10 minutes earlierSo you didn't catch the train. 所以我们是过去的虚拟，先不用 if. If you had arrived at the station 10 minutes earlier yesterday, 主句 you could have caught the train. You could have caught the train. 所以我们把现在把 if 省略，把 had 放在前面，变成 Had you arrived at the station 10 minutes earlier yesterday,You could have caught the train. Number three, 第三句。要是明天有会议，我就会来。 当然这种情况可以翻译成直陈语气。If there is a meeting tomorrow, if there is a meeting tomorrow, I will come. 但是我们这里是虚拟语气，所以先带上 if 表示将来的虚拟，可以带上 if。If there should be a meeting tomorrow, I would come. 然后把 if 去掉，把 should 放在前面。Should there be a meeting, I would come.这是带有 if 的条件状语从句，省略 if。 然后呢，带条件状语从句，带有 if 的条件状语从句呢，我们还可以变成另外一种形式，就是用介词短语代替条件状语从句。刚才是去掉 if， 这里呢是用介词短语代替条件状语从句，而且这种条件状语从这种介词短语是可以改为条件状语从句的，是为了英语呢这个语言是比较变化的，所以呢它可以把条件状语从句呢可以呢，一是第一次上次刚才的情况是省略 if， 现在的情况是用介词短语代替它。